Yeah, he turned his lights down a little bit. We dim those lights a little bit. Yeah, where are we? Oh, yeah, Mike, sure.
Mike Reese, that the hope was to install anywhere between 50 and 100% of your game plan before you came down here. Question for you is, how successful were you able to, were you and the team in that regard in the 4 days leading up to here, and how important is it to get off to a good start today? Or was it important to get off?
Well, we got a lot of things done in Foxborough. We practiced 3 days and had a walkthrough for 1 day. And then we have some things that are left over that we picked up on today. We also reviewed some of the things we did last week. Follow that up tomorrow. So we'll be ready to go. We've got plenty of time. We'll just try to pace ourselves through it. Yeah.
Coach from yes. Mexico City, record. The commissioner just announced that the Patriots will play in Mexico City next season. How about to play in Azteca Stadium for your team?
All right. Well, I'll worry about next year. Right now, I'm worried about the Falcons. Yes.
Bill, you were a teenager when Vince Lombardi started all this. Do you have any reflections of him? And what is your feelings about being compared to him now?
Any teenager whose dad's football coach who followed football, I followed a lot of the NFL, the NFL championship games, and then when the Super Bowl started, those games. And so it was, you know, thrilling to watch those games. I still remember sitting, our family was in Florida over the Christmas holidays. I still remember sitting there watching Alan Ameche across the goal line against the New York Giants. So Super Bowls. I definitely remember that. That was, great way to finish the season, professional season. So, comparisons and all that. They're all flattering, but again, right now I'm really focused on job that we have to do, this game against the Falcons, and we talk about all that other stuff some other time. Thank you.
Coach Belichick, you spent 16 years with Bob Quinn here in New England. Just curious, what about his personality, work ethic, made you believe he'd be a good general manager someday? Had a pretty good first season in Detroit.
Yeah, well, Bob did a great job for me. I really appreciate everything that he did. He's with our organization, as you said, for 16 years. That's a long time. He was instrumental in putting together things that we did in the personnel department, also on a personal basis. I would ask Bob to do things. He did a great job of preparing us for our upcoming opponent, or, as I said, doing special projects as it related to that opponent. He was very involved in our draft process, so we did a lot of work there, both on the pro end and in the college end. We sent him out to look at various position groups or particular guys that we had questions on. So Bob did a great job for us, and he was always gave a good, honest opinion. It wasn't always something that we agreed on, but that was healthy because it forced me to look at things, and, quite often he was right in his opinion, and I felt like I was wrong in mine. So he gave me a great direction, and, again, did a great job in organizing the pro personnel department. Under Nick Casario, our personnel director, but Bob handled the personnel department recently, and did a great job with that. So I can't say enough good things about Bob and what he did for our organization and what he did for me personally.
Nippon Television, a Japanese broadcaster, we are honored to have a Patriots game in Japan. Atlanta has so many weapons, and particularly in the skill positions, wide receiver, tight end, running backs, Matt Ryan. You said that there's no weakness in Matt Ryan. What's the number one priority for your defense in the Super Bowl? Thank you.
To play good team defense, yeah. We can't, one guy can't stop them, and we can't just stop one guy. They have too many great players, and they're very well coached by Coach Shanahan and his offensive staff. They create a lot of problems for the defense. We're going to have to play good team defense, do a good job of coaching. I'm sure we're going to have to make some in-game adjustments and figure out some things as we go. But they're tough. I mean, they're averaging 40 points in the playoffs. They're the highest scoring team in the league through a 16-game regular season schedule, that says a lot right there. So they're consistent. They're really good, and they're consistent. I mean, they move the ball and hang up a lot of points every week. So It's been, you know, obviously the biggest challenge of the year, the best offensive team that we faced. And that's, you know, well, we'll have our hands full. We know that.
In terms of roster construction, I'm sure there are times when what's best for the team in the short term competes with what's best in the long term. I'm wondering how you sort of strike that balance and how the acquisition of draft capital is important in striking that balance.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. One we could talk about for a couple of weeks, in all honesty. It's, you know, now is important, and we want to win now. We want to have a great football team this year or whatever year we're in. But at the same time, we know we're going to have a schedule that we're going to have to play next year. And so I think part of my job is to balance the competition, the competitiveness of our team for this year with being able to put a competitive team on the field next year. And that's, you know, sometimes you might help one a little bit more than the other or vice versa. But and in the end, I try to do what I feel like is best for our football team. Balancing all that, taking everything into account the best that I can. Of course, I, you know, speak with a lot of people in the organization, and we make a lot of decisions, you know, collectively with input from the coaching staff and, of course, from Nick and the scouting department. But, you know, Nick and I work very closely on that. And Nick gives me a good balance there, too, because, again, he can kind of step back and just look at it from a football building perspective. Sometimes I get caught up a little bit more in the game-to-game, week-to-week, you know, in the season that we're involved in, but Nick does a great job in terms of draft choices, drafting philosophy, looking ahead to where our roster will be a year from now or 2 years from now. We've acquired a lot of players by trade that we fit into our roster over the last few years. So, you know, it's a process that can team building can come from a lot of different ways: waiver wires, draft choices, trades, free agent signings, street free agents, and so forth. And so. And we just try to make the best decisions that we can at whatever point in time those decisions are available to be made. Sometimes we can't control them. Sometimes those opportunities come along, and that we have to decide whether we want to get involved in there or not. So it's a great question. It's a tough one, and each situation is a little bit different. Every year it's different. Every team's different, and every player is different. So there's no set formula. Just try to do what's best for the team.
Hey, Bill. I'm just wondering, how much pride do you take in for the fact that all three of your children have followed in your footsteps? And I was wondering, what type of advice have you given them as they've started to get into coaching and gotten their careers off the ground?
Well, you know, I got some advice from my dad, and I passed that along to my kids. My dad's advice was, don't get into coaching. So, you know, again, I think it's something. What I've always said to my kids, or really any young people that have asked me that question, is, you know, go follow your heart, do what your passion is, and don't just, you know, take a job because whatever, it pays a little more money or it's whatever. You know, just do what you want to do. You know, live out your dreams and try to achieve them. So they're in what they do because that's what they want to do. It's not my decision. I don't try to guide them into it. I don't try to guide them out of it. I try to, you know, help them the best I can, like any father would try to do for his children. But ultimately, when they become adults and they're ready to make their own decisions, then they have the green light to make them. And if they ask for my advice, I'll, you know, certainly, you know, give them the fatherly advice that the best that I can. But in the end, you know, they're the ones that have to live that. And that's, you know, same thing when, you know, kids are choosing a college or making a decision like that. You know, they're the ones that have to wake up every day, go to school, play on the sports team, get the education at that school. They're the ones that have to be happy at the school, not the parents, not somebody else who's, you know, directing them. You can, again, try to help them with the decision, but ultimately it's their choice, and they're the ones that have to live with it. So I try to be supportive, I try to steer it one way or the other.
A coach right here, Robert Littow, Black Sports Online. There's been a lot of talk about Matt Ryan in the passing game. I just wanted your thought and evaluation on the Falcons running backs, Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman, what challenges they present for your defense, both in the running game and also how dangerous they could be in the passing game.
Tremendous. They're both very dangerous. They're both good. They have a little different style, but they're both very good. They're fast. They catch the ball well. They're hard to tackle. They catch the ball down the field. They're certainly dangerous on catch and run plays, checkdowns, screens, things like that. And they're great running backs. They can get outside. They can run inside. They do a great job of breaking tackles. They make people miss in space. They run over guys. They run through them. They dodge them. And they don't fumble. They do a great job of gaining yards with good ball security, and run with good toughness. They get tough yards, you know, around the goal line, short yardage situations, or, you know, digging out that extra yard or two for a first down. These backs are really, really good, and Ryan knows how to use them. Coach Shanahan knows how to use them. It's not just the running game. They're a big factor in the passing game. Sometimes they're the downfield guys, which is a problem. Sometimes, more often, the receivers are the downfield guys, and if they're covered, then they give it to the backs, and they have space, and then they make a lot of yards. So it's a very difficult offense to stop, but the backs do a tremendous job of gaining the yards that they can gain and then making more yards on their own with their run skills and you know, their toughness and their playmaking ability. And again, Coach Shanahan does a great job of using everybody, the tight ends, the backs, the receivers, in multiple positions, in multiple schemes. They're very hard to defend.
The Texans added Wes Welker to their coaching staff this week. What traits did he have as a player that you feel can contribute to him being a good coach?
Yeah, nobody worked harder than Wes. You know, Wes loved football. He loved football. First one in, last one out type of guy. Very instinctive player. Wes was a great player for us as a receiver, but also as a returner. And it was actually also our backup kicker. You know, he actually kicked in a game against us with the Dolphins. When, you know, they had an injury in pregame warmups, but again, Wes is a football guy. He's into football. Whatever we ever asked him to do, block, run routes, return kicks, you know, help us out in any way possible. I mean, you know, Wes is just, he's a good football player, was a good football player, has a great football mind, works extremely hard, very instinctive player. You know, he always seemed to do the right thing. If it was to slow down, speed up, go under a linebacker, go over him, stop, keep going, pull up. You know, it's just he just had a great feel for where the quarterback wanted to throw him the ball, where he should be in the passing game relative to where other people were. You know, I'm sure Coach O'Brien recognized that as well from coaching him. And, you know, I'm sure he'll do a great job in whatever they ask him to do. But, you know, he did a great job for us as a receiver, as a blocker, and as a returner.
Two more questions. This team scored a ton of first quarter points, but historically that's been a struggle in the Super Bowl. Just with the longer pregame and all those variables, how much greater a challenge is it to establish an offensive rhythm early in a Super Bowl versus any other game?
Well, I mean, again, one thing about this game is you're playing against a great team. So, and we've played, you know, the games I've coached, the six teams we played against are great teams. And the Falcons are a great team. And they've done a great job like they did last week against the Packers of, you know, shutting them out, getting a couple turnovers, and they're up 24-0 at the half. So, for us to move the ball and score points, we're going to have to execute well and perform well, offensively. They do a great job of, you know, getting you into long yardage situations. They're very quick. They're active up front, and then they can rush the passer. They turn the ball over. They strip it well. So, you know, the reason we didn't score points in those games that you referenced was because we didn't deserve to. We weren't good enough to. So we have to find a way to do better than that. Certainly we don't want to, you know, play this game from, you know, 24-0 or 24-3 or something like that. You know, where Green Bay ended up last week. That's, you know, we got to avoid that. Be a long night if we don't.
Coach, back in the middle. Commissioner Goodell 2 hours ago confirmed that you will play in Mexico next season. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I've just got that question. Really worry about next year. I'm worried about Atlanta this year. I want to take one more in place of that one. Kind of doubled up on that. Good? All right, great. Okay, thank you.